And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their asses. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Oil for the light, spices for anointing oil, and for sweet incense on it. And thou shalt make the 7 lamps thereof, and they shall light the lamps thereof, that they may give light over against it. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, that they bring thee pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn always. And oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamps with the oil for the light, and spice, and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, the pure candlestick with the lamps thereof, even with the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof, and the oil for light. And thou shalt bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in the candlestick, and light the lamps thereof. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlestick of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And to the office of Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. Speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, When thou lightest the lamps, the 7 lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And the people spake against God, and against Moses, Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water. And our soul loatheth this light bread. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father or his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. And they gave him 60 pieces of silver out of the house of Bilberith, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. Then came the woman in the dawning of the day, and fell down at the door of the man's house where her lord was, till it was light. And she went, and came, and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. And Saul said, Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them. And they said, Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Then said the priest, Let us draw near hither unto God. And Saul's servant spake those words in the ears of David. And David said, Seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed? So and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave all that pertain to him by the morning light, any that pisseth against the wall. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me, surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that pisseth against the wall. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. Wherefore now rise up early in the morning with thy master's servants that are come with thee, and as soon as ye be up early in the morning, and have light, depart. And there were three sons of Zeruiah there, Joab, and Abishai, and Asahel. And Asahel was as light of foot as a wild roe. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and we will light upon him as the dew falleth on the ground. And of him, and of all the men that are with him, there shall not be left so much as one. Then David arose, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan. By the morning light, there lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him, and smote the Philistine, and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, Thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. And he shall be as the light of the morning, when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. And there were windows in three rows, and light was against light in three ranks. And all the doors and posts were square with the windows. And light was against light in three ranks. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light alway before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. Yet the Lord would not destroy Judah for David his servant's sake, as he promised him to give him alway a light, and to his children. And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. Howbeit the Lord would not destroy the house of David, because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a light to him and to his sons for ever. Moreover, thou leddest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light, and the way wherein they should go. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Let the stars of the twilight thereof be dark. Let it look for light, but have none, neither let it see the dawning of the day. Or as in hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants which never saw light. Wherefore is light given to him that is in misery, and life unto the bitter in soul? Why is light given to a man whose way is hid, and whom God hath hedged in? A land of darkness is darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness. He discovereth the deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. They change the night into day. The light is short because of darkness. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. He shall be driven from light into darkness, and chased out of the world. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. Is there any number of his armies? And upon whom doth not his light arise? He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. When his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, if I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. When I looked for good, then evil came unto me, and when I waited for light, there came darkness. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt. Dost thou know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? By what way is the light parted, which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? By his nisings a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favour unto them. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who let he spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. If I say, Surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. And in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look unto the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. Ye shall lie down in sorrow. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void, and the heavens, and they had no light. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he caused darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death, and make it gross darkness. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the candle. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. In thee have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dwelt by oppression with the stranger. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. And when I shall put thee out, I will cover the heaven, and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness, and not light. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness, and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. And his brightness was as the light. He had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness! No man can serve that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Figured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. A light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Therefore whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose 1 piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it? And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. In him was life, And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. He was a burning and shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Then he called for a light, and sprang in, and came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them. And it came to pass that as I made my journey, and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And they that were with me saw indeed the light, and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. who only have immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. Glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever.